The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, there's been a lot of discussion this past year or so about school boards and about various laws that have been enacted around the country. For example, Virginia just this past week instituted a new law that will mandate that every family in the state has to be alerted if their children is exposed to certain sexually explicit content in public schools. They're reinforcing parents' rights to make decisions for their children. Of course, we remember the National School Boards Association sending a letter to the Department of Justice, basically trying to turn parents into domestic terrorists. This is why school board races are so important, and there's a lot of them coming up on the November ballot. In Greenville County alone, there are six seats that will be up for election on November 8th. And even though these elections in Greenville and in most places are nonpartisan, it's important that you know who's running, that you know the views of these people who want to serve on the school board, who want to determine the policy for your kid's education or your grandkid's education. That's why it's important that we have a chance to hear from these candidates. It's a little unique in the fact that these are nonpartisan races, so you don't have the political primaries that you typically would have to vet the candidates. That's why I wanted to spend a few minutes this morning with Diane Mitchell, who is with the Greenville County Republican Women, because on Monday, you're going to have the opportunity to hear from these candidates, thanks to the Greenville County Republican Women. On our guest line this morning, Diane Mitchell. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Thank you. You've taken my whole spiel right there. That's exactly right. We have got to know where these candidates stand.
Well, and it's so important because, you know, we constantly hear, well, these are nonpartisan races. But these are some of the most important elected positions in our county. And I applaud what you, Diane, and your group with the Greenville County Republican Women are doing, having this forum coming up on Monday so that people can hear, about this. So talk with us about the forum, where it is going to be, what time, and who's invited.
All right. All of the candidates were invited. We have 12 out of 14 coming, which is amazing.
That is amazing.
I was very happy with that. It is going to be at J.L. Mann High School in their auditorium at 6:30. And I am over the moon that we were able to get a public school venue because we are a partisan group and mm-hmm. this is a nonpartisan race. We had to jump through quite a few hoops in order for that to happen. So we were able to do that, and I appreciate so much them willing to have us there, because no one else was stepping forward to do this. Usually these races just go under the radar. People are not paying attention. I recall back in the 90s, I was trying to get attention on a school board race, and you go and you knock on a door of people and you mention, hey, you know, we're having a candidate forum over at the elementary school between blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, you know, I don't have kids in school, so I just don't vote in that race.
Yeah.
And I was pulling my hair out. Your tax money goes, as taxpayers and as parents, we need to be paying attention to these races and who's in them. And because you're right, because we don't have a way to vet them in a primary, this is the only opportunity that we have. So a lot of these candidates, you know, I don't know where they stand. There's no way I know 12 different people.
Sure.
But I have a feeling they're not all Republican, but they are coming, and I appreciate that very, very much.
Well, and that's a pretty amazing that you're going to have 12 of the 14, and I agree, too. When I first learned that you guys were having this at J.L. Mann High School, I'm thinking, well, how did they arrange that? But good for the school district that they allow you to do this, because to my knowledge, Diane, this is really the only forum that's out there that's going to have this many candidates there, right?
As far as I know, I've heard some other meet and greets of people having for specific candidates or a smaller group of candidates, but no one who is doing something for all of them. We have six districts, as you said, up, which is half of the districts, and I think people need to go to scvotes.gov and check and see what their district is, because they may not know whether or not they have a candidate, you know, or a seat up right now. So if people would do that and check to make sure what district they are, and then come to the forum and find out whether or not the candidate that is going to represent them, possibly represent them, reflects their own values.
Right, right. On our guest line this morning, Diane Mitchell with the Greenville County Republican Women, and this forum, you're welcome to attend. It's at J.L. Mann High School on Monday starting at 6:30. And again, it just sort of stresses the importance of these school board races. You know, Diane, way back when I was chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party for a period of time, and I took these races seriously then as well, and I actually recruited candidates to run, and I got in a bit of, well, not really trouble, but there were some people complaining at the time. Carol Campbell was our governor, and I got a phone call from the governor one day, and he said, "Joey, what's going on with these school board races up there?" And I explained to him, "Well, Governor, you know, they're pretty important, and we've gone out and recruited some known Republicans to run." And he said, "Well, I just want you to know that you must be doing something right, because I've been getting some phone calls, some complaints that you were meddling in these local races." I thought, "Well, that's my job," and we were able to elect six candidates that year.
Wow. That must have been the great year of Julie Hershey coming on the board, and
Julie was one of our candidates. Yes.
And when I first moved to Greenville, I'm a Greenville native, but I finally got my family back to Greenville, and we had moved from Colorado, and it was a very liberal education system out there, and I was in the schools and very frustrated. So when I got back to Greenville, I moved into Julie's district, and that's how we met. I was working on her campaign. I'm trying to wear my nonpartisan hat, because we are trying to keep this where we will allow the candidates to tell us what they think, and
right.
I'm not trying to do a gotcha or anything like that with this forum. I'm going to put it out there for hey, you know what, you need to tell Greenville County
exactly
how you think, and then the voters can decide. And usually, a lot of times, the League of Women Voters will do a candidate forum like this.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I both know the League of Women Voters is not a particularly nonpartisan organization. They don't have a Republican or Democrat in their name, but they still lean one direction or the other.
Right.
And so they were not doing it this that I could tell. And so that's why we decided we have got to step up and see if we can get the space and the participation from the candidates, and we did it, and I hope people will come.
I applaud your efforts, Diane. Again, it's Monday, 6:30 at J.L. Mann High School, and a big thank you to the Greenville County Republican Women and to you, Diane, for making this possible. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Sure thing.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.